About 4 years ago, June and I went to the land of Israel. And it's the kind of place that once you go, you've got to go back when you can. We had heard stories and songs about Israel all of our lives. And it was like reliving them again, walking the streets of Nazareth and the Sea of Galilee, in Jerusalem and Bethlehem, even standing at the Wailing Wall, which is a heck of a place for a Southern Baptist to be. But we loved every minute of it, and we took a tape recorder with us in order to share with you some of the sounds of the people and the places. And I feel like that if I ever had an inspiration to write a song in my life, it was near the little town of Cana, where the carpenter of Nazareth, one Jesus, had come to a wedding feast and ordered jugs of water drawn, and when it was poured, it was of the finest wine. As I left town of Cana that day, I wrote these words. He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. In the little Cana town, the word went all around. They said that he turned the water into wine. And he walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He walked upon the Sea of Galilee. Shouted far and wide, he calmed the raging tide and walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He turned the water into wine, didn't my Lord now? He turned the water into wine. In the little Cana town, the word went all around that he turned the water into wine. He fed the hungry multitude. He fed the hungry multitude with a little bit of fish and bread. They said everyone was fed. He fed the hungry multitude. He turned the water into wine, didn't the carpenter from Nazareth? He turned the water into wine. In the little Cana town, the word went all around that he turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine.